Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. An elderly man returning from feeding animals was struck and killed on his bicycle Monday morning. The Highway Patrol said Larry Broadwell, age 73, was hit around 7:30 a.m. on Arthur Collier Road. He was heading east when Craven Lennon, age 55, approached him from behind and struck his bike. Trooper Anders of the Highway Patrol said Broadwell was apparently heading home after feeding some animals near the Lennon Cemetery. Lennon was charged with improper passing and misdemeanor death by vehicle. Someone stole a foot marker from a Chaburn area cemetery, according to the sheriff's office. The marker was taken from the grave of James Duncan. Family members last saw the marker August 31st. Items had previously been reported stolen from a neighboring grave, according to the report. A Robeson County teen is being sought for murder after a shooting near Lumberton on Thursday. Cameron Carter, age 17, faces a juvenile petition of first-degree murder in the shooting death of Damian Chavis, age 18. A new state law allows the release of juveniles' names in some circumstances, such as murder cases. If you have any information about the youth or the case, call 910-671-3100. Columbus County Schools will host a town hall meeting tonight about the proposed new school for the East End. That's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. at East Columbus Junior Senior High. Artistic renderings of the proposed campuses will be available, and officials will be on hand to answer questions. Tabor City's Junior AMS brought home honors again Sunday. The squad successfully defended their state champion title for the third year in a row. They received a law enforcement and fire engine escort from the county line to the Tabor City Rescue Station Sunday afternoon. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a 9/11 observance on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. at the park on U.S. 701 South. Moments of silence will be observed, marking the times that aircraft crashed into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The public is welcome to attend. Saturday is the Cruise In for Heroes at Tabor City. Events start downtown at 4 p.m. There's a barbecue cook-off. You can touch a fire truck and learn about it. There's going to be a car, truck, and motorcycle cruise in and the parade is Saturday night. Lights will be dimmed downtown and fire trucks and emergency vehicles will be in a parade with their lights flashing, commemorating those lost on September 11, 2001 and honoring all those who still serve. Contact the Tabor Chamber of Commerce if you'd like to participate. The Southeastern Genealogical Society is going to meet Saturday afternoon at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. Dr. Howard Marshall will detail the history of sweet potato production in Columbus County. The meeting starts at 2. The family members often arrive early to share history. Everyone is welcome to attend. Braille resources are now available for children at the Columbus County Smart Start. The Early Learning Family and Resource Center worked with school system to make available materials ranging from learning aids to a free Braille book distribution program. Call 910-642-8226 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.